Good morning, and welcome to the Tao of June, living an inspired life. Because if you're going to live anyways, might as well live inspired, right? I mean, shoot, you're here anyways. What are you doing, you know? You're on Earth, you're alive, might as well live, really live, you know, rather than just get by, right? So many of us, I feel like, just walking dead, you know, like zombies. And not really even thinking, putting any thought into what we're doing, actually. Not you know, like, just going to work. Never stopping to think, why am I going to this job? What is it making of me to go here? You know, not what am I making here, right? That's the question that everyone asks on the job. What am I making here? You know, what am I getting here? That's not the question to ask, according to Jim Rohn. The right question to ask is, what am I becoming here? What is this job making of me, right? What kind of person am I becoming as I excel in this career? That's the right question to ask, because it's not about what you get. It's about who you become in the process, right? That's why we should make it a goal to become self-made millionaires, not because of the million, because Jim Rohn says that once you get the million, you can just give it away. It's not even about the money. It's about who you become. In order to become the kind of person who earns millions from the work of his own hands, you know, work the fruits of his own labor, not the orchard that mommy and daddy gave to him, right? How rewarding could that be, knowing that mommy and daddy were the ones that put in all the work and all the sacrifice? And all the dedication, sweat, tears, the blood, everything to make that beautiful orchard. And now you get to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Yeah, I guess there is some honor in being a good steward to the orchard that your parents created for you. You know, being responsible with that money, taking care of it well. I mean, I guess there is some reward to that. But for me, you know, even if my parents did give me a beautiful orchard to enjoy the fruits of, I think I'd give it to the community and say, here you go. You guys take care of this the best you can. It's a gift from my parents to you. You know, make it their legacy. And then go and create my own orchard and enjoy my own fruits, right? Of my own choosing. I don't know. That's just me, though. I want to be self-made. I don't want to have things handed to me. You know, my mom, even she was telling me, like, oh, you know, thank you for helping me with the house and the payments and everything. And she was like, when I sell the house, I'll give you like 5,000. You know, I was like, no, keep it. I was like, I don't even want it. She was like, no, that way you could use that as a down payment to get your own place. I was like, I don't even want it. You know, what am I going to do? I tell people, oh, you know, you like this place? Yeah, my mommy helped me get it. Right? It's like, oh, no, you don't have to tell people that. No one has to know that. Well, I would know that, though. You know, I would know that. And every time I look at that house, I would know mommy helped me get it. Right? So I told her, keep the money. I don't want any of your money, you know? Shoot, I even told my kids, I'm not going to give you guys any of my money. You know, like, it's my money. I earned it. You know, I told my kids the same thing Les Brown said. If I have a quarter in my pocket and I feel like I'm going to die, I'm going to swallow it. You know, you're not even going to get the quarter in my pocket. I don't care. And it might sound cruel and harsh or whatever, but I think it's the most noble thing I can do for my daughters. I think it is the most honorable thing I can do for my daughters. I would spoil them by giving them the money I earn over my lifetime. You know, when I become a self-made millionaire, I'm going to leave all of the money to charities of my own choosing. Because that will be much better spent than giving it, just handing it over to my daughters, you know, because I don't want them to look at me as a piggy bank, and I don't want them eager for me to die either. You know, when is he finally gonna die and give us all this money? No, you're not getting it. So, you know, you probably want me to stick around a little longer, you know, because I will spend it on you. I'll spend it on you, but I'm not gonna give it to you, you know. And also, I told my daughters that I'll buy things for you that I want to buy for you, you know, but things that you want for yourself, you got to do that. That's on you. You know, I told them, if you tell me like, Daddy, there's this car I want to buy, you know, it looks so awesome. I'll say, let's figure out a way to get it. Let's come up with a plan together. I'll help you, you know, but I'm not going to get it for you. And then my daughter, even my, and my older daughter, Ava, she was like, it would feel better if I earned it myself anyways. And I was like, exactly, exactly. It would feel better. You would feel proud of yourself. You could respect yourself, you know, and build self-confidence because you become self-reliant. You don't have to depend on anyone, mommy or daddy, to help, you know, do things. No, be independent, you know, be self-reliant. Live your own life the way you want, you know. Anyways, yeah, these days I'm just, I'm allowing myself to be free, to be me. I even cussed out loud at my client's house the other day because, oh man, I was grooming these two Great Pyrenees and I was just so tired. I was so beat. Oh, especially by Great Pyrenees number two. And they just walk around. They walk off when they're done. You know, when they don't want you to comb them anymore in a certain area, they get up and walk off. And it's like, you can't stop them. They're like horses, you know, like little mini horses. They're so big and powerful. So you just chase them around the room. You know what I'm saying? Just walk, you know, okay. And once you just wait for them to plant themselves somewhere, and then you go over there and start brushing again. And then they get up and move, and you go to the next spot, keep brushing. And finally, I just had enough. My elbows were just killing me from all that brushing and combing. Oh, sorry. Oh my goodness. That was like an involuntary stretch that just happened. What is going on with my body? I'm 40 years old. I'm like totally losing control of all of my bodily functions. Anyways, I just fart out of nowhere now. I used to be able to hold it. Oh man. Anyways, so I just lost my patience, right? And I started cursing out loud. I was like, holy shit, Bella. I was like, holy shit, Bella. I was like, don't you fucking get it? I was like, don't you fucking get it? We can't fucking leave this room until we get done. I was like, and we're almost done. Just fucking cooperate with me. The longer you do this, the longer we're going to stay, and it's never going to end. It's like a never-ending nightmare. Holy shit. And I was like, I got to go get a drink. not an alcoholic drink, but they have a little mini fridge out in this like den area, right outside the room. You just walk down the hallway, and there's this den area, this lounge area, and they have a mini fridge and snacks. So I was gonna go over there and grab a ginger ale, and I walk in there, and there's their house manager, I guess, you know, the guy that stays there and runs the house for them. He's sitting there watching TV, and, you know, it's like, you know, he heard everything. I was like, Gilmer, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm so sorry, man. I was like, I was just tired. I'm hurting my elbows and my shoulders. I was like, oh man, it's burning. I was like, but I didn't curse at her. You know, I was like, you heard me, right? I didn't curse at her. I didn't call her a bitch, nothing. I was like, that would have been crossing the line. I know that, you know, I was like, I was just cursing to let out some frustration. You know, I was like, man, I'm so sorry. And he was like, oh, no. He started laughing. He was like, no, it's okay. It's fine. I understand, you know. And so he was saying that even he gets frustrated when he's brushing them and they keep moving around and walking off. And he's saying, even he gets frustrated. He's like, I understand. Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, so what, right? Shoot, I'm not perfect. You know, I lost my temper. It's all good though, you know, got it back under control real quick. took a sip of ginger ale, you know, and got back in the groove, got back in that Zen mode, and we finished it, you know, mission accomplished. And she was happy. The dog, you know, both the dogs were happy. The owners are happy. I'm happy. You know, and I really did feel embarrassed. Once I was done and I was outside near my, you know, next to my car, and I was talking to Gilmer, and I actually did feel embarrassed about, you know, about losing my cool earlier. And I was like, I don't even know why that. I was like, because I feel happy now. I feel fine. You know, I was like, and it's rewarding knowing that it was hard, you know, and difficult. I got through it. I was like, but in the moment, I was like, going through it though, it's hard to think that way when you're in it, you know? Oh, man. But once it's done, it's almost like, oh, why did I even freak out? You know, like it was gonna get done anyways, you know? I mean, but I guess when you're going through the shit though, and you're in the muck and mire, you know, you're knee deep in the shit. Yeah, it's hard to see it that way. You know, it's hard to look at it from a different perspective and draw the positive lessons from the situation. It's hard when you're in the middle of it, you know, and you're going through it. But, you know, hey, a good lesson there though is that because I called Ava when I was cleaning up and I told her what happened. I started cracking up and it was like, Dad. But I told Ava, I was like, hey, it's a good lesson though. Because, you know, I mess up a lot. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm actually very flawed. So, you know, I'm disorganized. Especially if you listen to my podcast, you know, like, shoot, I ramble and I like a thought will just pop in my head, and I'll go with it, and then I'll forget to go back to the original point. You know, I'm a mess, but people are willing to overlook that if you show up and you really are present and you really do the best you can. You know, you work really hard to do a good job, you pour your heart into your work. When you do that for people, they do take notice, you know, and it does make a difference. And it does touch their hearts, I believe. Because a lot of my clients, well, I fired a lot of them who I didn't have great feeling about, just started firing off the boom, boom, boom. I mean, not like a machine gun into a crowd, you know, but more like a sniper, you know, just bam, bam, pick them out, you know. And I'm still booked. I'm still booked until August, actually. July is completely filled up. It's like, wow. I was not lying when I said I have too many clients. I was not lying. I don't know. I think people think that I'm a liar like they are because they lie, they think I lie, and I do lie. You know, I'm not gonna lie about that. I do lie. But usually when I lie, it's to protect someone's feelings or to protect someone, you know? It's I never lie because I'm trying to harm someone or take advantage of someone or use someone. You know, I'm never lying for like malicious reasons or anything, you know, like malicious intent. You know, the reason why I lie is usually to make someone feel good instead of bad, you know, to protect someone's feelings or to protect someone, I'll lie, you know. But that's the only reason. Those are pretty much the only reasons I can think of where I would lie, because I get so uncomfortable lying. So I really have to believe in the cause. I have to believe in why I'm lying in order to pull it off, because otherwise I can't. You know, it's written all over my face. I can't. I don't have a poker face. So, yeah, that's my take on lying. You know, that's why I respected Thanos in Marvel Endgame, even though he is a terrible character. You know, he is. I mean, he's a scary guy, but he doesn't lie, right? There's honor in that. He's honorable because he's still doing what he believes is right. In him, the way he views things, Thor and Iron Man, all of them are the bad guys trying to stop him from doing what's right. And he doesn't even want to do it either, but he knows it's right, so that's why he's doing it. You know, it's like, wow, Thanos is actually a pretty respectable character if you think about it. But he does have to be taken care of, taken out, because yeah, he's gonna wipe out half the population of the entire universe. So yeah, I mean, a little radical, no denying that, but still honorable in his strict adherence to his moral code, right? And I can relate to that. Anyways, I don't even know what I was talking about or why I started rambling about all this. I guess I'm just checking in. Because I see now that I have about 12 listeners, like on the regular. Like when I put out an episode, I get about 12 people who listen within a day or two. And that's more than enough. Holy cow, Jesus had 12 disciples. Not that I'm saying I'm Jesus or that you guys are my disciples. All I'm saying is that Jesus felt like 12 was enough, right? For him. And I'm nowhere even in the vicinity of playing on the field of Jesus, right? I don't even belong in the same stadium, right? I don't even belong in the same universe as Jesus, if you want to compare the two of us. So who am I to believe that I deserve 12 listeners? I'm honored. I'm humbled and I'm grateful. So this is for you guys. I'm just checking in. I'm on my way to work. I'm almost there. I almost fired this client today just because I need to test people. I don't know when someone's lying to me. I don't know who to trust anymore because I just trust so blindly and I trust so easily. I'm naive. And I know that about myself now because I've just been burned really bad recently. And so now I'm just testing everyone. And I tested her this morning and she passed the test. So I'm on my way to work. But I thought I did think there was a possibility that I would have the day off, which I welcome because my daughters are in town with me. But anyways, yeah, I've just become, here's what I told the client this morning. I'm sorry if this seems rude, but I need to start valuing myself because waiting for others to do it for me is not working out. And I hope you guys do too. The 12 of you who are listening, I hope you start to value yourself as well and realize how valuable your time here is on earth. I'm not talking about your time in the marketplace. People put a value and a price on that. So I'm not talking about your value in the marketplace. I'm talking about the time you spend here on earth is incredibly valuable. You can't even put a price on it. It's priceless. Know that. Know thyself. Know who you are. Know how valuable you are. Start to be your own advocate. Stand up for yourself. And I told my daughter this morning, I'm doing this not just for myself, but also for you girls. Because I cannot tell you to stand up for yourself and be your own advocate, you know, and know your own worth and value yourself. I can't tell you these things if I can't do it myself, right? So I'm starting to do it now. I'm starting to stand up for myself. I'm starting to value my time, you know, because our time is just as valuable as those millionaires and those celebrities and all those people that you look up to. And you think that they're somehow better than you are or more valuable as a person than you are, they're not. You're just as valuable as they are. And your time is just as valuable as theirs. I'm talking about our time spent here on earth. It's just as valuable as theirs, right? No one is better or worse than you are. And you are neither better or worse than anyone else. You're simply you. That's from Maxwell Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics is the book, Psycho-Cybernetics. But he says that line comes from that book. He says, you are neither superior nor inferior to anyone else. You're simply you. So just be you. And you don't even have to try. Just do whatever comes naturally at the moment because that's who you are. And you're supposed to be different and unique. It's not supposed to be like anyone else, right? We all have a special light inside of us. It's the spark of life. And it's all, every single one of ours is unique. So I honor that light in you. That's also in me. Namaste.